Oh, it's already recording.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to this
podcast. Are you going to do it?
No, because I'm outroing. I don't know why I just said Australian.
Wow, this is like a behind the scenes right here.
Yeah.
Every episode, the beginning of it right here.
Is awful. Maybe we should put that as a short.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to the Business Based Podcast. I'm your host, Chase. This is Madison. Today, we're going to hit you with another lifestyle podcast. I think we're, what are we, ranking fast food joints?
Fast food restaurants. Okay. And I know you did say in our Greece episode that the fast food over there is just so much better than America. And okay. I'm sorry that you even have to rate this filth. Yeah. However, we are going to be rating fast food joints today. So what are the ratings? Like, S...
Well, first of all, I don't know if I'm going to be lazy or not, and I'm going to put, like, a graphic somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle, maybe. I don't know. Stop pointing, because I...
No, because it's going to... You know what's even worse? I know you, and you're just going to purposely not put something where I'm pointing.
It looks so stupid.
Anyway. It's going to be... What are the rankings? Like, I don't want to do S. Well, like, is S above A?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I guess we do have to do S. So, like, S, A, B, C...
D.
D, F.
Yeah.
Okay. S, A, B, C, D, F.
I'm going to forget that. Okay. Let's go. Let's hit it. We're going to jump right into it. Let's go.
Okay. So, for first, Burger King.
Ooh. Burger King. I haven't eaten there in a while.
I feel like it depends, because Burger King breakfast is really good.
I've never had Burger King breakfast.
Their French toast, delicious. Croissant sandwich, delicious. Burritos, delicious. Croissant sandwich. They're delicious.
Sorry, is that a so croissant
good.
Sandwich?
It really is, and it's delicious. And I, because like those are good. I love their chicken fries.
Okay.
But.
I think I've only had their Whopper. And that's it.
Okay, because if it had to just base off of, if it was like overall breakfast, and like average. Because the breakfast is, like, S tier. But everything else is, like, C. So, probably, like, a B tier.
I was going to give it C. Or probably B.
B, yeah. Okay, yeah. We're on the same page.
They can see people.
Hey, did they want to be
They
there?
Can see it now with the...
Oh, I love that.
That's good.
Instead of us just pausing and being like, anyway.
That's why we get distracted.
Right. Okay, so B for Burger King?
Yeah, I'll give it a B.
Okay.
Can you mark that down so that we remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about McDonald's?
Oh, I think McDonald's, you gotta go
McDonald's
S.
McDonald's is S.
Yeah.
Because I feel like even if you are not a McDonald's person and you are not into it, if you got drunk enough, you would be a McDonald's person.
Oh my gosh. The amount of times I've had drunk McDonald's.
Have you had a McGangbang?
No, why have that?
Do you know what it is?
I think so. Is that with the burger patty, the chicken, and then... It's land, air, and sea.
Well, it's a McDouble with a McChicken.
Okay.
Land, air, and sea is with a filet-o-fish.
The McFish.
You know, like, a gay fish?
What?
Have you seen the South Park episode?
I have not seen that episode.
Me neither.
Okay.
Anyway, so McDonald's has to be S tier.
Yeah, for the culture. I think we
for everything, though.
Yeah, I don't think we really need to explain that.
Like, no, definitely for the culture. Okay, Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's.
Here's my problem. Oh. I'm controversial with Wendy's. I love Wendy's. However, they got rid of the 4 for 4, and I feel like I am a little resentful towards them for that.
When they get rid of the 4 for 4?
This is a recession, probably. I think they have, like, a 6 for 6, like, a biggie bag.
Oof. That's where we should have went.
But the... Oh, yeah. Because of Frosty.
Oh, the Frosties.
The Frosties
are...
With fries. They delish.
They hit.
Absolutely delicious. But I... Wendy's is hard, because also... This is definitely controversial.
Oh, no.
I like their chili. I'm gonna say it. I'm a chili apologist. I love chili. All
right, I know I've joked about it in previous podcasts, but...
About me getting rid of...
I'm actually looking for a new host right now.
No, because I don't know why I love chili. I love soup, any chili. What is your beef with the chili or the fact that it's Wendy's chili?
I think the fact that it's windy. I don't like chili to begin with.
Why?
Because I don't really care for beans.
You like ground beef?
I don't really care for beans.
Mm, okay.
Like, I like baked beans, and that's really it.
You like sloppy joes?
I do. But, like, yes. So, like, I guess since, you know, I'm, like, neutral towards it, whatever. But I think I think I've seen how Wendy's chili was made.
Does it look like dog food?
It kind of. Like, they use, like, the leftover, like, ground beef from, like, the burger patties.
And oh, I've seen that.
And I'm like...
Yeah, like, I know people that work at Wendy's, and they've said, like, I probably shouldn't like it. But it's okay. I don't care. I've put worse things in my body. I've had long-term
And that's
summers.
Where we'll stop at that comment.
No. I hate it here. Wendy's.
I'll give it an A.
Yeah, because Wendy's, I feel like, even without the...
Oh, that's controversial right there.
Have you had their breakfast?
No, I don't wake up that early.
I'm going to be so honest. Their breakfast is fucking gas. Like, I went there by accident one day.
How do you go?
Because I didn't realize that my lane turned into a turn lane. So I turned into the Wendy's and I was like, damn. Because I was meaning to go to McDonald's for breakfast. And then I saw that I went to drive by and I realized they had a breakfast menu. They have like full on, like, can you insert a picture here? Think about it. Wendy's steak fries. Wendy's, like, steak fries. They're like potatoes. But they are...
That's what fries are.
Mm-hmm. But they're like... But you... Okay. No, because other fast food places, like, besides the iconic McDonald's hash brown, the rest of them are...
Chick-fil-A hash browns?
Are ass. They're oily.
Please get the fuck out of my car
they're
right now.
They're oily.
Please get out of my car right now.
Bojangles, Bow Rounds are better than Chick-fil-A. All right,
listen, we live in Florida. We don't really have Bojangles.
They have one in Sanford.
Is that Tampa? No.
It's less than 2 hours from Tampa. Like an hour and a half.
It's out of my way.
Is that truthfully? Anyway, call that bitch Bojangles. That shit's delicious. We're getting to Chick-fil-A. Hold your ranking.
Oh, Chick-fil-A's... You already know where Chick-fil-A is for me.
No, we know.
There's a story about that.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Have you had their nachos?
Chick-fil-A's nachos?
Like their viral TikTok nachos?
No, I haven't.
Me and Marissa had them.
Okay, well, we'll get to that when we get to Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sonic.
Ooh, you know what? I don't think I've ever eaten a Sonic. Maybe once.
Sonic, for me... I mean, I just had it for lunch, so I'm not gonna say it. But Sonic, for me, is the best place... for fast food, one of the best places, maybe besides Aussie Grill, that's good for snacks, because they have pretzel sticks and cheese, they have corn dogs, they have jalapeno poppers, they have mozzarella sticks, they have onion rings, they have ices, like slushies, they have milkshakes.
So my ranking will be based
tater tots. Sorry, I feel like you needed the tater tots to really know your ranking.
My ranking will be based on what I've seen on the commercials and everything like that. Kind of what I've seen on social media, commercials from friends. I think I'll give Sonic a nice B.
I gave it a B too.
I think I'll give it a B. Because it looks gas, but...
It's snack food.
Okay.
Like, it's good.
Yeah.
I had a hot dog today. It was good. Chili cheese dog.
Lizzie Gladiator like
that. I love hot dogs. Tanner hates them, so we don't get to have them often.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do
you not like hot dogs?
I do.
Okay, well.
All right.
They had a hot dog stand in front of Target.
Like the one
the other day. I think it was the one, because it was before back to school. It was in front of... maybe it was Publix. It might have been Publix.
The one right here?
No. I don't remember which one.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, that was a whirlwind. It wasn't like far.
It was like going and going and going and then just like boom.
Yeah, that's basically everything that comes out of my mouth. Checkers.
Well, I've never had Checkers.
That's criminal, actually.
I've never had, well, the story behind that is because my dad got sick off of Checkers. So then he just never went there anymore.
They have really good fries.
They look good. I'll give it a C.
I'll give it a C too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Chick-fil-A.
Oh! Is there something above S or...
a lot of guys like Chick-fil-A, I've noticed.
Okay.
Like, that's, like, their spot.
You willing to do, like, a research study on why? Or?
Because, like, I feel like guys down here specifically, they go feral for a Chick-fil-A sweet tea.
Chick-fil-A sweet tea is good.
Whereas girls go feral for a McDonald's Coke.
Bro, if you get a McDonald's Sprite, that's destroying your insides.
Alexis loves McDonald's Sprite. It makes me cough.
Yeah, that's why she's the way she is.
Evil. She knows. Okay. I would rate Chick-fil-A like an A.
Okay. We'll discuss afterwards.
Next week on the podcast. So, guys, I'm actually hosting auditions for a new partner. Please leave your comments.
Hey, guys,
below.
Just booze today, not
no, really, Baze is dead. did you know it's like $10,000 only to like open up a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, but you have to work there.
You can't work there. You're too good. You're too good to work there a day a week.
No, but you have to be like the manager there.
That'd be a manager.
But like, I don't want to do that.
Did you see that there's some Chick-fil-A's, one's in Tampa, that they're implementing a 3-day work week where you work 3/12 instead?
See, I'll be a manager.
And then
of
you
that.
Get like, it's like you work 3/12 instead and you were off guaranteed like 2 weekends a month.
Okay. I think the thing about Chick-fil-A is that like, to own one, you have to like work there for like X amount of years first.
Oh,
and then
you could just get it.
You have to be put in like a drawing to get
it.
Your name picked for a store location.
Have you looked into it?
I think I actually did.
So are we putting Chick-fil-A at S?
I'm putting it at S.
I feel like let's just put it at S because I feel like that's the majority.
Yeah, and everyone watching is gonna get upset with you if you put it in.
I don't give a because honestly, why is it so good? It's okay.
I'm not gonna lie, you know when they had that whole like chicken sandwich debate, like Popeyes, KFC, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, whatever?
Yeah.
Honestly, for the culture, like, you know, Popeyes, good ass chicken sandwich.
Popeyes chicken sandwiches are gas!
Yeah, we'll get to that when we get there. I don't know if Popeyes is on there.
Oh, it is!
Alright, we'll talk about that when we get there. But, like, for the culture, Chick-fil-A is like the OG of chicken sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you just can't go wrong. You just go to the lady getting your order. You're like, hey, can I just get a number one of the sweet tea? Nothing better than that. My pleasure. Oh, the service. I'll be halfway down Dale Mabry by the time they're still running to get me my drink if they missed it.
That's true.
Bro, I'll forget like a barbecue sauce packet and they'll be racing down.
McDonald's, I order something. And I'm like, hey, I was actually supposed to have a nugget. No, you weren't. Yeah, I wasn't. Never mind.
They're literally handing you your bag, and they take a fry out and eat it before they hand the bag
to
you.
Stop. That's so fucking foul, because it's true.
That's literally McDonald's. So, you know, you're getting more than just food with Chick-fil-A. Chicky,
if you will. Okay.
If you will. Yes.
What about Zaxby's?
I've never been to Zaxby's.
Okay, well, maybe we should have done a list that you've been.
I'm putting Zaxby's at a D, honestly.
That's... Okay, actually, their service is pretty ass everywhere I've been. Their sweet tea's good. Their fried pickles are good. Their cheese curds are good.
But is the real thing that they're specialized in?
Their chicken? Good? Yeah. I would give it, like, a C, probably, too. Like, a C or a B. I feel like...
You said, I'll give it a C, too. I said, no, I'll give it a D.
We're giving it a C. Because here's the thing. Zaxby's, I feel like the novelty of it wore off because I used to love it.
Okay.
Because when I visited Marissa, they didn't have them here. And then I lived in Orlando and they had them. The novelty wore off, so now I don't care. Now they have one by the outlets.
Yeah.
So. And they have one on Waters, I think, too.
I think that one closed down, actually.
Mm-mm-mm. No, not that one.
Oh.
There's, like, another one, like, farther down. It might not be on Waters. Henderson? I don't know. Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts.
C.
But, like, it's so hard.
Because they get a C because they're not consistent. If they were consistent, they would be getting an A. But they're not consistent with their coffees. Their breakfast sandwiches are pretty good, though.
And so are their donuts. I think I've had the breakfast sandwiches a couple times. You know what? I'm going to give it it's like a C going on D.
A C minus?
Yeah, because I remember my worst experience at Dunkin' was going there and getting, like, a coffee or whatever, and just at the bottom, like, you could see it. There's, like,
The layer of sugar.
I'm
that,
like,
they didn't mix.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, come on. So especially, it was, like, you didn't get the sugar. It was, like, bitter.
Well, I'm especially like, since I feel like at this time, it's, like, the same thing with, like, Starbucks does it, though, is using the liquid cane sugar.
Yeah.
And I feel like you should, at your grown age, should be doing that.
Exactly, and that's the only reason.
McDonald's, I think, also just puts regular sugar in it, but McDonald's iced coffees are really fucking good.
McDonald's? Well, they also put something besides sugar in their sweet tea. I don't know what it is, but
crack.
It's like, probably crack mixed with sugar, honestly.
What about Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, you know what? For S-tier. The culture? Okay.
Damn, what were you gonna put?
Probably like an A. B plus A. It's okay. Not my go-to.
Fine, A.
But like, I'll...
Have you had... Okay, so right now...
Like I said, I don't like beans, so like...
Right now, they have this thing. It's called, like, a dipping taco. And it has, like, shredded beef on it. And it comes with red sauce and nacho cheese. And it's delicious. So I recommend that. And maybe you change your mind.
I mean, I don't dislike Taco Bell. Like, it's, like if I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. What am I going to get?
I'm hungry.
No, exactly. I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, Taco Bell's looking a little tasty over there. I'm probably going to go to, like, Chick-fil-A or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's fair. But, like, for the culture, I know Taco Bell. I've been there.
I'm going to be honest. Like, Alexis goes to Taco Bell pretty much all the time. Like, for her, that's her Chick-fil-A. They have great vegetarian options. Taco Bell actually probably has the best vegetarian options, I feel like, for fast food.
But when you think about, like, Taco Bell, like, their meat.
Yeah, but all of their stuff comes in, they sell as a black bean version.
That's weird.
Like, all of the stuff
Alexis probably likes that south of the border pizza from school.
All of the...
Or the beans were, like, purple.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
They would sell, like, a south of the border pizza. And it, like, the beans were literally purple, and they put cheese on it, and they would serve it as, like, a lunch or a breakfast item. Maybe lunch.
They
sell it as both.
I don't really know what you're talking about, but I believe you.
Oh, there's going to be so many people that are going to be like, yeah, we know all about the south of the border pizza.
I can't. My sister... No, because I eat, like, the black bean stuff, like the black bean quesarito is delicious, or the black bean grilled cheese burrito.
Okay.
What do I bother?
Keep it at A for the culture.
Popeyes?
Ooh, you know what? Popeyes
is so good.
It is good. I had a problem with Popeyes because it was very greasy.
Okay.
And then they came out with that, what was it? It was in the fall of 2019. Yes, because I was still working at Toyota. They came out with the sandwich.
Their sandwich is so
And that's
good.
When it Popeyes became a good A+ for me.
Yeah, because Popeyes, they've perfected the crispy chicken sandwich. Right. They have perfected it.
The spicy and the regular is just
And
different.
It's really not that expensive.
It's not.
Their biscuits are usually good. They're not too dry. KFC's biscuits can get a little dry. We'll get to KFC. But Popeyes, I feel like overall delicious. Their mashed potatoes are good.
I think you can get anything else, though. It's a little grease. Like, I got their nuggets one time, and I bit into one, and literally, like, just oozed out grease. I'm like, oh.
I would throw up.
Yeah, like, my tummy just really wasn't feeling it that day.
So. Yeah, no, I can only fuck with their sandwiches. I don't think I could have, like... I could rate fried chicken.
That's its whole...
That's a whole other thing, because you got... You have to branch off. You have Publix fried chicken. I won't, but... Okay. Leave it in the comments if you guys want a fried chicken ranking. All the because we know a lot of vegetarians. They all clicking off.
I literally feel like I only know two.
I know a lot of... You know a lot.
Do I? I can think of two right now on the spot.
Okay. One probably birthed the other.
Oh, three then.
And then... One also worked at DSW.
Yes.
No, not the one that you're thinking of. The other one.
Can we just go to
the... Anyway.
This is too much thinking right now.
Wait, so what do we rank Popeyes?
Oh, A+.
Oh.
A for their sandwich.
Yeah, facts. Okay, KFC. Now listen, the KFC mac and cheese is so good.
It is good.
And the Famous Bowl. The Famous Bowl is a classic.
I'll give it a B.
I'll give it an A. and we're going with an A, and I'll tell you why. Because they have Taco Bell KFCs.
Oh, yeah. Like the one on...
Yeah.
So?
I feel like
you're letting that another fast food restaurant dictate the grade of another one.
No, but I'm saying that a lot of people like it. That's why it's in a joint one with a very popular fast food chain.
Yeah, but they had like Long John Silver's with A&W's.
Yeah, and they both suck. They got food poisoning.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem, so...
No, my whole family did. We didn't even make it home. It was bad. We threw up everywhere. I'm traumatized. We'll never have it again. Regardless.
I'm putting it at a B still.
Okay.
Can't change it.
And then last but not least...
That's the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steak and Shake.
Man, if it wasn't for their service, it'd be... I don't know. Steak and Shake is just grody, man.
So here's... What do you mean if it wasn't for their service? Their service is ass. Their food is ass.
Well, they're...
Here's the thing about their food, though. Nobody... Like, very few people I know go to Steak and Shake for...
A steak or a shake?
Like, it's usually because you're drunk and nothing else is open. Like, very rarely are people going to Steak and Shake because they're like, ugh, do you know what I'm really craving right now? A garlic melt.
Okay, I didn't like their fries because they're a little too small, so they get cold fast.
I don't like shoestring fries.
Okay. The milkshakes were good. Like, you know, decent. They're pretty good. The burgers were pretty good. But, like, I just felt like that restaurant was just dirty all the time. Like, you could do a deep clean, it's still dirty.
So, like,
the service was ass.
D.
Yeah, I'd give it a D.
Yeah. What about, like...
We haven't given anything an F, so I'll just start and put Long John Silver's in there.
Long John Silver's for sure. In-N-Out, I'm giving an F.
You're giving In-N-Out an F?
I sure am. I sure
Man,
am.
Man, we live in Florida.
I don't give a fuck. Or a D.
You're wild for that, honestly.
It was bad. You can't argue with it. It was just bad.
I can't argue
with it. We went to California, and we thought it was going to be so good, because I thought everybody on TikTok, well, not TikTok, but everybody on YouTube at the time loved it. They all said, wow, this is great. This is honestly 10 out of 10. All of the YouTubers loved it. It was bad. It wasn't anything special. The animal style, I'm fairly certain, is just ketchup and mayonnaise and onions. And... The shoestring fries, I don't like the Steak and Shake ones. And then the burgers were kind of cold. It was kind of like Steak and Shake. It was glorified Steak and Shake. It was just on the West Coast.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this, honestly. I thought she loved it this whole time.
Mm-mm. And I told Kenzie, because Kenzie asked me, she's like, we went, she's like, are you guys going to go to In-N-Out? I said, probably. And she said, let me know what you think. That's all she said. She didn't say it was good or bad. And I said, I'm going to be honest, thought it was ass. She said, yeah, me too. But I feel like it's one of those things you have to try. I feel like if I lived there, I would eat it.
I'm putting in an A. So,
She said, anyway, in this essay. Why?
Because it was good.
Oh. It was okay.
Good. Like, it's a... An S restaurant. Honestly, not even the price can knock it down. Five Guys.
Five Guys, the price is, like, obviously crazy, but the amount of fries they give you is stupid.
And the burgers are just good.
The burgers are good. I also feel like you can get away with getting, like I usually get, like, a junior, or like, a little burger.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's, like, the size of a regular burger.
It's the one patty kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. Five Guys is pretty good. Burger 21. Burger 21's not fast food, though.
No, it's not. That's restaurant. We're going to say restaurant.
Yeah, no, that's for restaurant. I feel like...
Chipotle?
Chipotle? What is that, though?
I'm putting that in S.
Because I feel like Chipotle is kind of like Moe's.
Fast food,
but it's like Kappa. I feel like it's like Panera, though. It's not like fast food, it's like a restaurant. I feel like that would be the same classification as like Burger 21.
But like, here's the thing,
Burger 21, you order at a counter and sit down.
That's a restaurant. With Chipotle, you can literally mobile order it and just there's
you can mobile order Burger 21.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
And yes, it is. No, I've ordered it. I got curbside and they ran my food out to me like fast food.
I think that's just lazy.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, the Chipotle on Del Mabry down by Waters has a
drive-through. I saw another restaurant recently that was a drive-through. That's not usually a drive-through.
Can you remember what it was?
No, but have you seen a drive-through Panera? They had them a lot in Orlando. I don't see them here, but I used to go to one by my job a lot.
Culver's is good. I'll put Culver's in A.
See, yeah, Culver's is pretty good. I love their cheese curds. Their sweet tea is usually good.
I'm putting Chipotle at S.
I went through a phase.
I'm the one that's doing it, so you can't really.
Oh. Moe's is better than Chipotle, though.
Don't ever say that again.
It is, though.
I'm so sorry, but don't ever
it
say that
is.
Again.
Okay, how is it not?
Because Chipotle just is fresher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you want, it depends what you want. Most, I do like Chipotle. Sometimes I do crave Chipotle, but if I want like bad, salty queso that doesn't taste like broccoli cheddar soup, if I want like ground beef, like the Taco Bell ground beef, I'm getting Moe's. If I want like fresh grilled chicken and broccoli cheddar queso, I'm hitting Chipotle up.
I will say Moe's does have the best queso I've ever had in my life.
Because adversely, I owe my entire existence to that queso.
No, literally for graduation, we had the PDQ chicken tenders and then the Moe's queso.
Delish.
And then we just dip them in the...
Yeah.
PDQ is going at a C.
Why? We already did PDQ, didn't we?
No. You missed a lot.
No, I didn't.
I'm literally naming all of them that you missed. Chipotle, Moe's, PDQ.
No, but I thought I wrote PDQ.
You did not.
But I didn't. To be fair, I don't count...
We'll say you don't count as fast food.
I don't count Moe's and Chipotle.
Why not?
I need to find my phone because I'm fairly certain we did PDQ.
You did not do PDQ.
Okay.
And if we did, I'm going to take that part of the episode out.
because I feel like...
trying to think what...
Okay, you're lucky. I did Zaxby's. I think I thought about doing it from PDQ.
You did some of the weirdest restaurants.
Those are the ones I go to. What do you mean? Where do you go?
You did Zaxby's over PDQ, though.
I never go to PDQ. It's not convenient.
Yeah, but I think it's more popular than Zaxby's.
No, it's not. Where? Not here. Or not, maybe here, but nowhere else. Zaxby's is very big in, like, North Florida. Like, Tallahassee.
Do we live in North Florida?
No, but PDQ's not big here. Chick-fil-A is.
I can literally find three PDQs before I find one Zaxby's.
Where? I can name two Zaxby's. Can name one PDQ. Maybe two. I can name two of each. Can you?
I don't remember Zaxby's or PDQ closing down. Yeah, that's right.
Where?
That one Zaxby's that I said and you said, oh, that one's closed. But there's one maybe further down.
Yeah, but that closed like years ago.
Tampa
wasn't ready.
Yeah, PDQ survived. So I don't want to hear.
Yeah, but they got rid of their zucchini fries.
They brought them back.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that's right. Okay. let's see, what are the ones that we forget about? Starbucks? You put Dunkin' on, so Starbucks can count.
Yeah, but Starbucks food's ass. And honestly, they've gotten so expensive lately, I feel like they're not even worth it.
There you go.
I feel like Aussie Grill I'm not going to count, because I feel like you haven't been.
I have been to Aussie Grill.
Oh.
Plenty of times.
What do you count it as?
A.
Me too. It's pretty good. Their lemonades are very sweet, though. Like, too much, like, syrup
really
in it.
Anything that's more, like, F.
I anything
like
what?
We only have one F.
What was it?
Long John Silver's.
Yeah, because I don't think... I'm trying to think of other fast food... Oh, what about Arby's? I like Arby's. Arby's like a B.
I don't think I've ever eaten there. But just because of the stigma behind it and the culture, I'll give it a D.
That's fucked up. Okay.
Who's editing this, Madison? That's what I thought.
Why do I bother?
I'm
trying to think of... I don't think there's any other fast food places in the world.
You could.
Panda Express. Is that a fast food place?
Yeah.
Panda Express, though, I've never... I do like it if it's actually at Panda Express. My beef with it is when I went to USF, and it's in the Marshall Student Center, and I would always get it, and it would always be bad. And I'd always regret getting it. But I think it was just that location.
If we didn't say it, Culver's was an A. I'm like, did we even say it? What? I just
said how good. Yeah, no, Culver's was an A.
Okay. Oh, we put a lot of them in A.
Maybe we're just...
We're just fast food
kids. We said, actually, everything, anything with salt, delish.
We're forgetting so many.
I feel like... No, because other ones are very, like, niche.
Like Bojangles?
No. Like Zico's.
Bojangles is niche.
It's Tampa niche. No, it's not. Bojangles is not niche.
Where's one here in Tampa?
We're not going just to Tampa. We're going outside of Tampa.
Okay, this Carl's Jr., Hardee's.
I didn't say you couldn't name them.
Yeah, but we don't have them, so why would I...
Because I've been. They're not good, but I've been. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up since we don't have any other fast food restaurants and we clearly cannot see eye to eye. Thank you so much for listening. If you have not entered our contest on Instagram, do so, so you can win a gift card and a sticker. Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and subscribe to YouTube. And we will see you next time. Bye.